Good morning, church, and welcome to this brief moment where we can begin to look into Scripture. We can begin to explore what God wants to say to us, because I believe that I have a word not just to fill a few moments, but I really sense and believe that I have a word which is for now. It's a now word. So we've looked into the whole subject of crazy faith in crazy time. That was a theme which I concluded last week when I looked at the subject or the character of Moses. But this morning, we're going to start something new. And it is simply this. This is the title. And I want you to allow the title to become embedded in your heart and in your thinking. And it's simply this. From lockdown to looking up. On the 23rd of March 2020, Boris Johnson presented himself in front of a camera, such as I'm doing here today, and made this announcement to the British public. And he says that we are going into lockdown. And immediately the world, our world, began to kind of panic and began to throw itself into strange thinking and strange behavior. And what happened was we went into lockdown. And then 3 weeks later, Boris and his team presented to the nation and began to say that because of the circumstances and because of the virus, we had to continue in this season of lockdown. And we find ourselves a number of weeks later, 10, 11 weeks later, where things are beginning to change and the restraints placed upon us are slightly less than what they were 10 or 11 weeks ago. And I felt God wake me up one morning and began to stir my heart, began to stir my thinking, and encouraged me to bring a message to our church entitled From Lockdown to Looking Up. I really sense that God is wanting us to change our perspective. And when we change our perspective, we then, in the course of time, change our disposition, our posture changes, our outlook changes, and everything about us changes. I was just reading just recently about something which is entitled The Lockdown Blues, where the lockdown blues causes men and women, boys and girls, to be anxious. Anxiety is their portion for the day. We see that loneliness becomes a virus in itself, and depression begins to grip the hearts and the thinking, and people's well-being is affected. And I just read also that domestic violence has, in a sense, escalated because of the lockdown situation, and children find themselves in abusive situations, and debt tends to arrive on the scene, and loss being very prevalent in people's lives also. But I want to begin to encourage us, even now, that we begin to look up and we begin to refocus and we begin to set our eyes on different things. Because I really sense the Holy Spirit saying to me to encourage us that we need to change our perspective. A Dale Carnegie saying, quote, goes like this. There were two men in a prison, and it says two men looked out of the prison bars. One saw the mud and the other saw the stars. You see, you and I can be in the same place, yet we can see different things. And I sense the Holy Spirit encouraging me to encourage us to look up, because we've been looking down for too long. Our focus has been looking down at the mud when we should be looking up at the stars. You see, for too long, we've been downcast when now God wants us to step into a new disposition. He wants us to step into a new arena where we're not downcast anymore, but we are beginning to vision cast. We're beginning to focus on what lies ahead. You see, in lockdown, there was a loss of spirit, low spirit. There was a loss of hope and courage, yet the Holy Spirit wants to infuse himself into our lives and into our very person today, because he wants us to be full of hope and full of courage. So how do we change from lockdown to looking up? There's a number of steps I'd like you to take with me. And the very first step is found in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 2. But what I want to focus on is verse 2. And it simply says this: don't conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. For you and I to begin to look up and for our perspective to be changed, we cannot afford for our minds and our hearts to conform to the patterns of this world. We need to begin to allow the Holy Spirit to transform our thinking, our understanding, and our rationale. And as we allow the Spirit of God to do that, things will change. You see, we all have a mindset. Our minds can be set in a way of thinking. We all have a train of thought. And if you were to go to the railway station just a few miles down the road here and get on a train, that train will take you to a destination. You can't stop the train from going to that destination because the train is embedded onto the tracks, the railway tracks, and that train will take you to a destination. If you want to go to a different destination, you need to get off the train and get onto a different train. And our mindset is a train of thought. It will take us to a destination. It will take us to a venue. It will take us to a place. And if we don't like the place it's going, we have to get off the train. You see, for a change of perspective, we need to change the settings of our thinking. And we can't afford to allow our minds to be conformed to the negative thought that our planet Earth is currently in. We have to reset our thinking and allow the Spirit of God to cause us to look up. The second thing that we have to do in this from lockdown to looking up is simply this: we need to set our hearts and set our minds. I want to read to you from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 2, and it reads like this: set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Verse 3 reads like this: for you died, and your life is now hidden in Christ our God. You see, oftentimes our hearts and our minds can become distracted. Distractions can cause chaos in your life. Distractions can cause chaos in your marriage. Distractions can cause chaos on a 24/7. Distractions can influence you. And I've discovered this: that the eye is a gateway. What we choose to focus on determines what we see and what our heart becomes. What I also want to encourage us to do today is to set our ears. You see, it's not just what we see, but it's also what we hear. They are both, the eye and the ear, are both gateways to the heart and to the mind. And if we're going to change our perspective, if we're going to look up, we need to be intentional and allow our hearts to look up. Set your hearts on things above. Set your minds on things above. In my prayer time, as I focused on this subject to encourage us as a church, this is more than a preach this morning. This is a prophetic word coming to our church. It says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, that eyes have not yet seen and ears have not yet heard. The human mind has not yet conceived the things that God has prepared for those who love him. You see, to look up is a conceiving in our seeing. To look up is a conceiving in our hearing. And when we use that word conceive, it talks about something being birthed inside of you. An embryo being fertilized and the egg becoming something more than just an egg, becoming a human. And I want to encourage us today that God wants to conceive something in your seeing, and God wants to conceive something in your hearing. He wants to devise plans for you and for me. He wants to impregnate us with hope and courage. He wants to do something amazing in us and through us, but he cannot and will not do it in a lockdown moment. He wants us to not just be in that lockdown moment, but he wants us to begin to look up and focus on the plans and the purposes he has for you. God, Holy Spirit, wants to conceive something fresh and new inside of every one of us. That excites me. It really does. The third thing, the third step about the changing of our perspective is we need to be careful whom we walk with, where we stand, and where we sit. If you want a biblical text for that, it's Psalm chapter 1, where the psalmist begins to write and pen these words: don't walk in step with the wicked. Don't stand in the way of the sinners that the sinners take. Don't sit in the company of mockers. You see, to change our perspective, we need to be careful who we walk with, who we stand with, and who we sit with. Why is company so important to our perspective? Well, you see, bad company corrupts good character. And maybe we need to exercise some spiritual social distancing. Maybe there are men and women, boys and girls in our lives that are a negative influence to us. And because they're downcast, because they're living in this lockdown kind of moment, they're not enabling you or helping you to look up and to look beyond. Maybe you need to create some social distance from yourself to them to allow some breathing space. You see, the social distancing was to stop the virus spreading from one person to the next person. And what I want to encourage us to do today is that we create some social distancing from those who are negative and those that are not good for us, because just as the virus was passed on from one to the other, negative thought can also be passed from one to the other. You see, negative thinking is a virus. Can I encourage you to change your perspective, to change maybe the company that you keep? So surround yourself with supportive people. Surround yourself with faith-filled people. It says this, and it's a great little quote: bad news travels fast, but good news takes the scenic route. And we've all experienced that, haven't we? That good news seems to take the scenic route. It seems to take forever to land and to be populated. But bad news travels extremely fast. So if we're going to shift from lockdown to looking up, we need to be selective on who we walk with, who we stand with, and who we sit. Because you see, who we spend time with, we become like. I'd like to present to you the fourth step today to help us to move forward, looking up. Why do I sense the Holy Spirit encouraging us to look up? Why now? Because Psalm 121 verses 1 to 2 encourages us to do that. And I want you to read that psalm in the leisure of your own time. But it reads like this: I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? The psalmist says, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So I'm going to apply the principles of Psalm 121, and I'm going to choose to look up. I'm going to choose to raise my head from being downcast to being vision cast. I'm going to walk tall. I'm going to walk with my head held high. I'm going to reposition myself for what God has in store next. You see, if we're downcast, we won't see what God has coming for us next. I'm going to change my spiritual posture. I'm going to change it. I'm going to align myself to the promises that God has spoken into the life of Ian Derek Williams, but also into the life of Riviera Life Church. I'm going to turn my gaze and my attention towards a new day, because I'm no longer locked down. I'm intentionally looking up. And I wanted to leave it there, because I just sense that there's enough said this morning. But it's simply this: Come on, the days of lockdown are over. And it's a new day. And the new day is for you and I to look up. Begin to lift your head high. And to help us to do that, I want you to journey with me on this, because over the course of the next few weeks, we're going to teach on this whole subject. We're going to look at the life of Abraham. We're going to look at the life of Elijah. We're going to look at Elisha. And we're going to look at the prodigal son's father. All of these guys, they looked up and they saw something coming towards them. And I want you and I to begin to see something new coming towards us. And I want you to take your mobile phone. And I want you to select a time during the course of the day. It can be a.m., p.m., it can be evening, it can be the middle of the night. I'm not too worried when you choose to alarm yourself and to set an alarm, but I want to encourage you to do this. I want you to set your alarm. I'm going to set my alarm for 8:30 every morning for the next 7 days. And then when the alarm goes off, it's going to remind me to pause, and it's going to remind me to look up and to see the greatness and the vastness of my God, and to look up because there's a new day about to dawn in our lives. So why don't you join me? Why don't you be part of that great adventure? Because we have shifted from lockdown to looking up. I want you to be blessed. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be excited with what God's got in store. Have yourself an amazing week, and I look forward to great stories that are going to be told over the course of the next 4 weeks. Be blessed and be encouraged.